Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. Today we're going to discuss our heart-mind, how we can shift to thinking with our hearts instead of what we're used to, our brains. My guest today is returning to our WOW conference in Seattle in February 13th and 14th. She's going to be leading a two-day intensive workshop on evolving toward peace, awakening the global heart. Jalaja Bonham is a founder and director of the Institute for Circle Work and one of the foremost experts in the use of circle gatherings for healing, peacemaking, and women's empowerment. She has gained international recognition for her groundbreaking work with Jewish and Palestinian women in the Middle East. She's the author of 5 books, and she has a new book coming out at the end of the month, Evolving Toward Peace, Awakening the Global Heart. And it's being heralded as exciting, compelling, groundbreaking, and vitally important. For anyone who's ever wondered what's wrong with us, Jalaja's book reveals the inner dynamics that are keeping us trapped in unsustainable habits, and explains how they evolved, why they no longer work, and how we can move beyond them. Her website is www.evolvingtowardpeace.com. So welcome, Jalaja.
Thank you, Chris. Happy to be here.
Yes, yeah, so we're excited to have you at Woman of Wisdom to share. It's been several years. I think it was about 10 years ago you came and did your circle work, and we're so glad to have you back.
I'm so happy to be coming back. I loved it.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you remember that. Well, I want to start off with your story. You know, I think one of the great things about Women of Wisdom and Voices of Women is hearing people's stories. So I know you grew up as a Jew in post-war Germany. And tell us about your childhood and that, how that affected you.
Well, you know, when I was growing up in Germany, there were hardly any Jews because it was just shortly after the war. And so I didn't know another Jewish child at all. And I was surrounded by these neighborhoods that were slowly being rebuilt, but they were still pretty much bombed out. And so at a very young age, I started thinking about war and what causes it, and the Holocaust, and how did we get here? And I think because I was both German and Jewish, there was nobody to blame. You know, I couldn't say, well, it was them. I knew that it was us. I understood that it was something about human nature, but I didn't know what it was. And that sent me off on a long quest that really I'm still on. And it led me to the new book that I just wrote.
Well, that is a long quest, because I know before, your previous books had a different focus. Their focus was more on sexuality. You have a book on Aphrodite's daughters, women's sexual stories, and the journey for the soul, and the hunger for ecstasy. And so your focus was on intimacy more and sexuality. So Why now that this different focus?
Well, the focus is perhaps not as different as it would seem, because I really do believe that it is our disconnection from nature and the feminine that has led us to this global crisis that we're in now. So I do think that there is a very close connection between honoring our own nature, our own sexuality, our life force, honoring the life force of the planet, and this journey of collective healing. But I think what began to happen for me is that more and more it got clear to me that it wasn't enough just to look at our personal stories and at our personal journey. We had to look at our collective consciousness and what is going on in the collective consciousness that is causing us to behave in ways that are so self-destructive. You know, I sometimes think a good definition of insanity is a person who acts in ways that are both destructive and self-destructive. And we as a species are doing that right now. So having done so much work on the personal level, which I continue to do with women and continue to love, I also think it is important that we look at the collective consciousness that we all are part of, because that collective consciousness really does need to change. And if we're not conscious of what it is, we can't really contribute to that change. So that is the work I'm doing now in helping us get more conscious of these patterns and habits that we inherited and are usually quite unconscious of.
Yeah, that's true, unconscious. Well, you talk about a collective mental illness, and so let's talk about that, what you mean by that.
Well, maybe I could start with telling a little story that I tell in the book, which I think is so indicative of where we're at. It's a story about the great psychologist Jung. And in the 1930s, he visited the United States. And there he had a meeting with a Pueblo chief that would be tremendously influential. And one of the things that the Pueblo chief said to Jung is, we think that the white people are insane. And then he went on to say they seem so restless and unhappy, and they always seem to be looking for something, and we can't figure out what is it that they want. And then Jung said, you know, Jung could understand that the Pueblo chief would perceive the white people as unhappy, but then he said, well, why do you think that they are insane? And the Pueblo chief said, well, they say that they think with their heads. And Jung said, well, yes, what do you think with? And the Pueblo chief said, of course, we think with our hearts. So I think the fact that the Pueblo chief recognized what I call head thinking as a mark of insanity is very important, because there is a direct correlation between the lack of connection to our heart and what I call collective insanity. You can't really separate the two. And the Pueblo chief saw that very clearly.
So what do you think the cause, where does that come from? Is it part of that patriarchal structure we've been in for millennia?
Well, I think it has a very long history. I think the first thing you have to look at is the fact that for hundreds of thousands of years, we all lived in small tribal groups. And so in that group, everyone shared the same religious beliefs, the same language, the same values, the same stories. And so out of that came something that I call belief addiction, where we cling to the beliefs of our tribe, because they, in our feeling experience, they define who we are, and we fight for them, and we fight about them. So there you have one of the seeds of head thinking, this idea that, you know, what I believe defines who I am. And therefore, if I have been given from my tribe a specific religion or ideology, I have to cling to it. because without it, who would I be? Who would my tribe be? So there you have the seeds. And then, you know, you mentioned patriarchy, and I think that's absolutely right. What is often called the era of patriarchy, which spans, you know, roughly the last five millennia, I call it the era of control addiction. Because what happened during that period is we began wanting control over nature, first and foremost, but then it also was control over other peoples, control over women. And, you know, you look at what's happening in our government, in our country at this time, it's such a clear symptom of control addiction. So,
yes. And we're going to have to take a pause right here, and we'll come back to that topic. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Jalaja Bonham.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Women. Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Jalaja Bonham today. She's the author of Evolving Toward Peace, Awakening the Global Heart. And we were just talking about this tribal consciousness and our addictions to our beliefs and also control, the control addiction. So, Jalaja, you were just talking about how we're being impacted right now by what's happening in the United States and our government.
Right. You know, even though obviously the United States is not a tribal society, and yet tribal conditioning is very strong. And what tribal conditioning does is it sets up an us versus them kind of perspective. So us is our tribe, our nation, our religion, and we are better and more important than them. And that is very strong, unfortunately, here. And you can see it in our current political situation. And then there is this overlay of control addiction. We have to be in control of the world. And that is a fairly recent phenomenon that really only took hold about 4,000 years ago. But today it's rampant. And, you know, it's important to understand that it's within every one of us. It's not like it's something that's out there. For example, a lot of women struggle to calm their mind because we've all become thought addicts. You know, thought is the way that we try to control our environment. We try to do it with our mind. And so we've become so addicted to thinking that we just can't stop. And for many people, it's actually incredibly painful. I do think it's one of the causes that people reach for alcohol and drugs is that they long for inner peace. And because of this collective conditioning that tells us you have to be constantly thinking, it's very elusive.
So what's elusive? Can you clarify that?
Inner peace, mm-hmm. That experience of quiet, inner peace. And, you know, I do a lot of work in the Middle East, and there tribal conditioning is extremely strong because essentially what you have there is a tribal war that's going on. And so you have each person clinging to their tribe, which also means clinging to the story that they've been told about who they are. And that makes it then very difficult to have an experience of us, we as members of a human family. So what I find there is that when you bring people together in a circle, this begins to shift. Because as we begin to listen to each other's stories, as we begin to open our hearts to one another, we begin to understand in a new way that we really are not different and that these tribal stories are a very thin crust, really, on who we really are. And I think
and
for women especially,
what's different instead of finding our commonality.
Exactly, yeah. I was just going to say, for women especially, and especially in the Middle East, the fact that so many women of the women I work with there are mothers, there's an instant commonality in that we all want to see our children grow up in a peaceful world. So right there is a very strong commonality that brings people together.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons they say women will, you know, save the world, I think, because we do know that. We know how to protect our children. So we were talking about this tribal era, this tribal conditioning. What there's in your book, you talk about three defining characteristics.
Yeah, before I mentioned belief addiction, and that, again, you know, we all have it to some extent. We all have certain beliefs that we cling to, and we believe they define who we are. Here in Ithaca, I lead a circle for activists, and it's always startling for them to realize that they, too, have internalized this conditioning, and that it's very easy to fall into a kind of us versus them. You know, we are the ones who are going to save the planet, and they are somehow more ignorant or not as evolved as we are. Not that people say that, but it can creep in there very easily. Belief addiction leads to judgment. And, of course, judgment, too, is something we all struggle with because we've inherited. We do it so automatically. And most people just assume that you need judgment in order to uphold the moral order or to protect yourself. And so part of what happens in the circles I lead is that we learn a different way of relating that does not depend on judgment. And we learn that we actually can express our needs and our wants without relying on judgment. And that is a very, very important step because when you look at acts of violence and warfare, you'll always see that it begins with judgment. They are bad. You know, we had in this country the axis of evil. So you have that judgment. And what that judgment communicates is they aren't as valuable as we are. Their lives don't count the same that ours do. And so the transformation of judgment is, I think, a very important key here in this whole process.
What I find interesting in your book is you talk about, I mean, this tribal era was, you know, thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of tribe, they were, you know, nomads or tribal people that they... there was a strong dependence on the tribe, and they were very isolated and separate. And if you look at our globe now, given the instant communication we have, we're no longer isolated and separate.
Exactly. It doesn't match the current reality, and yet it's as if our ego structure hasn't yet caught up with the present. We don't even think about it. We don't think about us versus them thinking or judgment. We just inherit it and we do it automatically, even though, as you say, it's completely out of sync with our present needs. And, you know, right now, I would say one of our greatest needs is to create a strong, peaceful, global community. And we can't do that, obviously, with things like us versus them thinking.
No, so how do you, what is your formula for creating this single global community?
Well, on the one hand, I think, as you mentioned before, it's already happening because of our electronic connectedness, that people instantly can find out what is happening on the other side of the planet. On the other hand, you know, as someone who leads circles, I feel there is no substitute for personal connection. I think that especially in war zones, people need to connect. And the same is true in our country, which is in many ways very fragmented, you know, that people are increasingly polarized. And it is only when we really connect person to person that a shift can occur. So I do believe in face-to-face connection as one of the great keys to the shift that we need to make. And that's why I'm both leading circles myself, and I've trained hundreds of women who are leading circles in various countries and of course, throughout this country.
Yeah, and that's something we're doing at Women of Wisdom. We're training circle leaders, too. And there's this thing of, you know, sometimes we're training people, the tribe, the people of the same mindset. And because, you know, we don't interact so much, I'm finding, with people that are bring that diversity, the people that have that are what you might consider the them, there's us and them. And we don't, you know, what I'm finding is people don't tend to mingle in those groups where you get those diversity of voices so you can have those dialogues to come to understanding each other and getting beyond the differences. So what are you finding over where you are about that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, because we tend to stay in our comfort zone. That's just what we do. And so if you want to crack that, I think it can be done, but it takes a conscious intention. You know, like when I go to the Middle East, there has to be a conscious intention that we are going to bring these Jews and Palestinians together. It won't just happen. There has to be a conscious intention. When that is there, though, I think there are enough people who recognize the need that it does happen. And they may be the more courageous ones, the pioneers. But I think that there are increasingly, you know, large numbers of people who understand that we need to break down those barriers.
So what's your first step to break down the barrier then?
Well, I would say that your first step is to identify for yourself who is them for me. Who is that? You know, is that, are those people of a different race or a different social class or a different political persuasion? Where is the juice for me? Who do I want to connect with? And then look in your community. There are always, always possibilities. If we can define first who we want to bring together, who we want to connect with, it can be done. So that intention is crucial. I was reading, some smart person that I was listening to the other day said, you know, we're suffering from intention deficit disorder. If we don't hold the intention, then our habits and our comfort zone will keep us trapped in the old model.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and discuss more on this topic with Jalaja Bonham.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Jalaja Bonham today. She's the author of the upcoming book, Evolving Toward Peace, Awakening the Global Heart. You're going to be able to purchase that book. Actually, you can pre-purchase it ahead of time at Amazon or her website, which is evolvingtowardpeace.com. And then as soon as it's out, at the end of the month, it'll be shipped to you. I highly recommend you to get it. Is there anything else that you would like to add about your work or what people might find on your website, Jalaja?
Yes, they just, if they go to the calendar, they can find out about different workshops that are happening, and events are constantly being added to it. They can also download the introduction for free. If they're just curious and they're not sure if this book is for them, just go online, download the introduction, and check it out.
Sounds great. Okay, so we were just talking about this new, getting into the global era and having circles. And I want to talk about that. You talked a little bit about circles, and we might want to talk about, for people who don't understand, what do you mean by having a circle? Let's help them out and describe that for them.
Yeah, well, basically, it's a gathering of people who are sitting in a circle. But the important thing, as I see it, is that we are in conscious relationship to this form. So we are really aware of the non-hierarchical nature of this form, the fact that there is a center, and what does that center symbolize? And that we really open to the way that sitting in a circle changes the way that we relate to one another. And people are often astounded when they experience that for the first time. And, you know, I was speaking before about tribal conditioning. Well, the circle is an ancient tribal form. And so I sometimes say that we are using this tremendous gift that our tribal ancestors left us to undo the negative effects of tribal conditioning, the us versus them thinking. So, you know, at one point I became very curious about how long have we actually been gathering in circles. And what I learned was that we have been gathering in circles for at least 800,000 years. So obviously, when we sit down in a circle together, we're doing something that on an instinctual level is very familiar to us. And we understand that the circle means wholeness, that it means connection, that it means centeredness and unity and balance. We don't really have to explain those things. People just feel it when they come and sit down in the circle.
Yes, it's interesting how form changes, because we're used to being talked at or talked to by one person at the front of the room, sitting in linear, you know, rows of chairs like a theater. And yet when you shift that to sitting in a circle, and it can be kind of scary at first for people because you're visible. You see everybody, but everybody sees you too. And it can make, you know, so there's all sorts of, that's why doing circle training is to create, I know we do that, is to create this container of safety where it actually is safe for people to speak and understand their voice is valued, because the focus really isn't on, you mentioned it, the focus is on the center. Like, we're all joined by the center, and that's the core of holding everybody together. So we're all equal to that.
Yeah, and I think that that message that each person in the circle, each woman has an important contribution to make. Because in this society, I get so many women coming to the circle who don't really have a voice and who don't really feel that their contribution matters. And it's so beautiful to watch as they really step into that, oh, I really have a voice. And it's important, and I have something to contribute. And the circle just leads us there very naturally and very easily. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's the forum that we do our conference in, which has created a very safe container and has created a lot of growth for women to realize their voice does matter. And then it empowers them to go out there. They feel stronger in sharing their voices out in public or out in their life. In their daily life, it just really strengthens them because they feel that support of that circle. When you're in a circle, you feel people around you. They support you.
Right, right. And for me, one of the beautiful things when I work in the Middle East, too, is that the circle creates sacred space, but you're not going into religion. So you can bring people together from all different religions, and they can share this experience of being in the presence of something that is very deep and very sacred and very healing, and yet you don't have to define it or name it.
As I would imagine in that setting, it would be really amazing to get a group of women from such diverse backgrounds and religions together.
It really is. It's, I remember the end of one of the circles I did there, where this woman who was a Jewish woman, and she said, I always used to hear the Muslim call to prayer sort of wafting over the hill from this Arab village. And I always used to feel scared. Sort of my gut would clench when I heard this. And at the end of this three-day retreat, she looked at the Arab women and she said, now when I hear that call to prayer, I'm going to think of you and I'm just going to feel love. It's like the fear is gone. And that is just so beautiful to see that happening. And I feel that, no amount of political negotiation is going to create that. That's something that we need to create by connecting and by offering these kinds of circles.
Yes, and that is, I want to lead into that, the topic that your whole book is about is shifting from head thinking to heart thinking. And you have some exercises in your book that move people into that. So perhaps you could share, I know one of the things that you do is lead them in five easy ways to connect with your heart.
Yes, and the one thing I would say about heart thinking, people sometimes think, it means that we're going to forget about our mind and we're going to be all irrational and sentimental and so on. And it's not that at all. It's just that in heart thinking, we are using our mind in service of the heart. So, it's like when you get into your car and you program your GPS and you say, this is where I want to go. So in the same way, when we really are connected with our heart, we know where we want to go. We know what we need. And then our mind can help us get there. So it really is the integration of the heart and mind. And it is a hard thing in this society, I think, because everything is constantly telling us to stay in our mind and ignore our heart. So these very simple practices that we can use throughout the day to help us stay connected with our heart. A simple, very simple one is simply our breath, to breathe into the heart and to feel the breath touching our heart. And just to feel what is there. Our body is a great ally in this. They have found that the electromagnetic field of the heart is something like 10,000 times stronger than that of the mind. And it is clear that the heart has an intelligence of its own. It has a wisdom of its own. Another practice we often use in my circles is that I invite women to sit down and imagine that their heart wants to speak to them. So you would sit down and let your heart write a letter to you. Just what does it want to tell me? What does it want to say? And then another beautiful practice actually that we do in the circles is what I call the heart greeting. And in the heart greeting, you're just standing with a partner. And actually, I've seen parents do this with their children. It's very beautiful. You stand with a partner, you put your hand on their heart, and you just breathe together for a moment in silence. And you just breathe through a blessing for the heart of this person, and you receive their blessing. It's such a simple thing to do, and yet I've seen the way that it completely shifts our energy. It takes us out of that mental busyness that we're usually in and into this place that is very quiet, very open, and very sacred.
Yeah, that's, and it's so great to, sometimes we just need to can take the time to listen to. It's not even just listen to the. I mean, we just slow down enough in this society. And if we remember that, just breathing and feeling our heart, breathing into our heart and feeling it takes, we can do in a few seconds.
It's so true. And, you know, as I said before, we too are control addicts, which means we're addicted to thinking and doing and busyness. So oftentimes it can be amazingly difficult for us to just stop and breathe and do nothing, even for 60 seconds. You know, we've brought into this great lie that says we're only valuable members of our society as long as we're busy and productive.
Right, and we need to
so
be busy
to let
right
that
now
go.
We need to go on another break. This is Christina from Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Jella Dabonim, author of Evolving Toward Peace.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're having a wonderful discussion with Jella Dabonim. She's the author of Evolving Toward Peace, Awakening the Global Heart, and her website is www.evolvingtowardpeace.com. So, Jelajah, we've been talking about a lot of things, and one of the important things I know in your work is about the feminine. And there's been a lot said, like even the Dalai Lama said the world will be saved, or whatever the word, by the Western women. And you say the feminine may hold the key to the survival of our species and has a lot to do with, you know, get us achieving peace, if that's ever possible.
I certainly think that the feminine holds the key. I feel, you know, in this country, we often think, oh, you know, women have a lot of rights here, at least compared to many cultures. But that does not mean that we honor the feminine. And, you know, by feminine, I don't mean something necessarily that is universal, but all those qualities that our culture has labeled feminine, such as receptivity, gentleness, beauty, grace, softness, tenderness. Now, when you look at those qualities, those are all qualities that lead to peace. So when you denigrate those qualities, when you teach men especially that it is unmanly to express these qualities, you are going to have a very violent society. And women too, you know, as I said before, we too are control addicts. And so we too, to really reclaim that faith in a different kind of power, a power that is really rooted in nature, it's rooted in our bodies, it's rooted in our heart. And to connect with that power, we have to slow down to the pace of nature, the pace of our heart. And when we do, we discover there is this power there that is tremendously healing. And it is not weak, as people sometimes think of the feminine. It's incredibly powerful. And I do believe that it is what can heal our planet today. You know, I lived in India for several years, and there's a myth that is told there that I love about this goddess called Durga. She's also known as the Tiger Mother. And she manifests at a time when the earth is threatened by dark forces. And one of the things they say in this story is this story is not just a past story. It's a story about our times. And in this myth, there is a prerequisite to overcoming the dark forces, which is that it can only be done by a female. And I do feel in these times that it is the feminine, it is the women who need to stand up in defense of our planet, in defense of justice, not to belittle in any way the role of men. But I think that the feminine really has the key in this process.
That reminds me of an article I saw, and it was about like the seven key leadership traits that are needed, like for CEOs or in business. And the seven traits, and they stated these are all considered feminine traits, and that's what's being called for now in leadership. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing it everywhere. And it's a big shift for us, and I think sometimes when we go through these shifts, there's a lot of resistance, and you see the fear acting up, and the, you know, digging in your heels from because people get scared of, well, I'm going to lose the power if that happens, or I'm going to lose control, and everybody goes into fear.
It's so true, and you know, because the media are so focused on the negative news, it's very easy to feel like, oh, you know, everything is violent and negative, when in fact a lot of what you see in the media is this backlash of fear that you're talking about. And the good news is often not newsworthy because it's not dramatic, it's not sensational, but it's there nonetheless. You know, like a conference, like, wow, you know, Women of Wisdom, that's an incredibly powerful step to take. And things like that are happening everywhere, but they won't show up in your evening news.
No.
But I really do believe that a tremendous shift in consciousness is happening on our planet at this time. And it's very exciting.
Yes, and we need to hear about it. And I think that's the benefit of the internet, because I think people are more going to internet to find out what's happening. And it's drawing us together more. You find out about other women's groups and what's happening in other cities, but also in other countries, what women are doing. And then you have that feeling of hope. When you have that kind of news, you have hope. People want to hear stories of hope.
Yes, and there are so many. You know, I just finished a week-long training, and we had a woman there from India who's now going to be leading these circles in India. And we've had women from Afghanistan, Israel, Palestine. And so these circles are happening everywhere, and this consciousness is happening everywhere, that we really do need to come together as a planetary community.
Yes, and we're starting to see it, and we just have to think, we need a lot of patience. It's going to take time, but it's like the 100th monkey. The more people that do it, the more it'll spread. I was just at a advanced circle practicum with Christina Baldwin, who does similar work, and we had people from around the world too: South Africa, Australia, Switzerland, Canada,
right.
and U.S.
That's so
people.
Beautiful.
And
yeah,
it's fabulous to spread this work around the globe, that there are people that are interested.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if I didn't do my circles, I think I would probably be very depressed about the state of the world. But because I do these circles, I get to see this incredible, amazing beauty and wisdom that we have as a collective of women. It's just extraordinary.
Well, it is. And it's so great to talk with you today, Jala Jo.
Thank you, Chris. It's my pleasure. And I'm so looking forward to coming to Seattle in February.
Yes, well, we're looking forward to having you, too. So remember, everybody, she's going to be at the conference, Women of Wisdom Conference, on February 12th and 13th for a two-day intensive. It's not on our website yet, but it will be up before the end of the month. And our registration begins in the beginning of November. You can sign up for the newsletter, and then you will get emails that will inform you about any early bird special pricing, which is a hint, hint. There probably will be one for Jala Jo's workshop. So just go to www.womenofwisdom.org to sign up for the newsletter. And also to remind you, we have just a few more spots, and I'm talking a few for Donna Eden's Early Bird Special for $100 for her workshop on February 13th and 14th. You're going to want to check that out as soon as possible, because they are going to be gone very shortly. And then there'll be the regular price, of course. There'll be lots of people registering for her workshop. There's going to be room for a lot of people. But also go to womenofwisdom.org to register for Donna's early bird pricing workshop. We have a call for vendors and healers for our market and for our temple. Our deadline for our vendors is October 15th. You can find the forms on our website as well. Just look for Conference 2014, and everything is on that page. I'm Chris Stainis, the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, which has lots of talks and stories from women who've been part of Women of Wisdom during the past 22 years. And you can purchase that on our website at womenofwisdom.org. And there it benefits Women of Wisdom a lot more than it does at Amazon, but you can always buy it at Amazon. Next week, I'm beginning to interview the Women of Wisdom presenters. We'll have Jill Renee Feeler and Renee Barbo. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad you shared this hour with me on Voices of Women, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.